Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and this is the first chapter of Colossians. Before we start, let's go up to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this message in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank and praise your wonderful name for all these letters and for the other books in the Bible. Anoint this, open hearts and minds and souls to receive these things that you've prepared for us from before the foundation of the world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, let's begin with chapter 1, Colossians, King James Version.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints.
Okay, now go into the translation here.
Paul is writing this letter. Paul, chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, and from our brother Timothy. This letter is written to God's holy people in the city of Colossae who are faithful and sisters in Christ. May God our Father give you power and peace.
Grace is the power of God. Okay, then what else?
Thanksgiving and prayer. We always pray for you, and we give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard of your faith, your trust in Christ Jesus, and your love for the saints, which are the people of the Lord. You care about them because you are looking forward to the riches in heaven.
Okay, stop now. Go up to that point and then read this, the last sentence you said, after you come back.
Okay. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven.
Okay, this is because the hope that's laid up for you in heaven is the hope that you have in Christ Jesus, because you love the saints. Because you don't have any hope to enter the kingdom of heaven unless you love the saints and unless you love people's souls. There's no hope for you. Okay, now read what I have here.
You care about them because you are looking forward to the riches in heaven.
Yeah. Because if we don't know that there's a reward, we don't care about anybody. We don't care about ourselves. We don't care about the brothers and sisters, the saints. But these people cared about them because of their rewards in the kingdom of heaven, the riches. That's why I work. I'm not working for no reward. If they don't have a vision, they perish. If they don't believe that there's a heaven, they're not going to do anything for the Lord. But read this again, the sentence before and that one.
For we have heard of your faith, your trust in Christ Jesus, and your love for the saints, which are the people of the Lord. You care about them because you are looking forward to the riches in heaven.
Right, because there's a reward. Amen?
Amen.
You don't care about people. You say you hate brothers and sisters. If you do, you're still walking in darkness, John said. Amen?
Amen.
There's a hatred there. You lack vision. You're not a visionary. You don't believe the words of the Lord that says there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Okay, then what? From King James.
For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard.
See, the hope that's laid up for you in heaven, amen?
Amen.
That's why you care about them. You don't hope for anything? Well, you're a miserable creature, you are. This is the Bible. Okay, then what?
Whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you.
Right. It brings about strength in you, and it brings salvation to those in the world. That's the fruit of preaching the gospel and hearing the gospel. You hear the gospel, you get power and strength, amen, and you get direction. That's the power and strength, is the direction. and it tells you why you should care for the saints. And not only that, you're supposed to be concerned about those that are your enemies. You're supposed to care. You have to pray for them. Why? Because of the hope that's laid up for you in heaven. If you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, then there's no hope for you. And if you don't believe that there's instructions to get into the kingdom of heaven, something that weighty, then you must think it's real easy to get into the kingdom of heaven. But the Apostle Paul stated that he worked hard to achieve the things that the Lord wanted him to achieve. And he laid down his life. They brought him into an arena and he had him kneeling down, and a swordsman took a sword and cut his head off. Well, if he didn't believe that there was a reward for him, then there would have been, he would have, I doubt very much, would have graciously, if with power of God, knelt down and let them cut his head off. Or he wouldn't have preached the gospel that caused his head to be cut off. There's a purpose for everything that we do. He said that he preaches the gospel lest he be a castaway. Amen?
Amen.
And knowing the terror of the Lord, he preaches it and does what it says. Knowing the terror of the Lord. And the most important, in other words, the sign that you're a mature Christian is that you love one another. And why? Because of the hope that's laid up for you in the kingdom of heaven. Because there's treasures there. And you have to keep your heart, your mind, and your spirit on those things, meditating on those things. Otherwise, you've fallen away. You're not a Christian. You're worse than the people out in the world because you've heard the gospel, but you never applied it to your soul, so that you could constantly have power and endure all things by the word. Now either you believe the word or you don't. And it's obvious to see those that believe the word because they do the things that the Apostle Paul did. They did do the things that Jesus did. In other words, they loved one another. He loved the brethren. And he told them so. You want to be crude like the people of the world? Well, you can be. But according to Scripture, there's no reward for you. You want to just be hostile? That doesn't work. In other words, it'll work for you to go to hell, but it will not work for you to get into heaven. Okay? Now, if I didn't love people's souls, then I wouldn't feed them the Word of God. And primarily also I do it because I want to go to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So don't let your... And I do it, I want to go to heaven, because that's the instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody believe that I would do it unless the instructions were there. Because I wouldn't. There's nothing in me that's good except Christ. And there's nothing or no one that does any good in or through me but Christ. But I do it because there's hope for me if I do. And I don't do it if I don't want to have hope in a better eternity, a better future. Okay, then what else?
For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth.
And knew the power of God in the word. The word is truth. In Christ, the word. Amen?
Amen.
So what you're hearing when you hear the gospel is you're hearing the truth. You want to exclude brothers and sisters? You want to exclude your enemies from being concerned about them? You're excluding yourself from the kingdom of heaven. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. Amen?
Amen.
There's souls out there that are dying and going to hell, and you don't care. Well, then why should God care enough about you after he saved your soul and cared about you, why should he then allow you, after you know the right way, you're hearing the words of truth, what you're supposed to do, the outline, the pattern, the map of how to get into heaven, and you ignore it? You think that all you have to do is not commit adultery or fornication or be a lesbian or a prostitute, a homosexual, a liar, a thief, covetous. But you have to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That means to love the Word of God, and to prove it, obey it. And then to prefer your enemies before yourself. Your enemies? Yeah, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbor. That means everybody. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
As you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit.
Your keeping of the commandments by being in the Spirit. Okay, now read up to that point in this translation here.
You have been joyful ever since you heard the truth of the gospel, the good news.
Right, because the good news is there's an outline of how to get into the kingdom of heaven here. And some of you have ignored it, but I bring your attention to it so that you can get into heaven. This is true love. And I will provide Bibles to you, anybody that hears this tape or anyone else that you know that needs a Bible. And I'll preach the gospel, and I'll tell you about the Word, Jesus. Jesus is the Word. And he stepped down from the kingdom of heaven. Divinity stepped into, or eternity stepped into time, which is this world, to bring forth this marvelous gospel and to do a mighty work, to bring forth fruit unto the Lord, because everything is reconciled to God through Christ. And so eternity, and the power of God entered into this world, the Spirit entered into this world in the form of a human being and gave us the pattern of all things, of how we must be in order to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And that certainly is not, we know how to be snotty. We know how to be cruel. We know how to be nice, too, because the Lord tells us how. Amen?
Amen.
And so you have to make your choice of how you're going to be. And if you are going to be as the Lord tells us to be, then you're going to be in heaven. There's no doubt of it. But if you don't, there's no doubt you have no hope of getting there. We have to be like one, like Christ, in order to get into heaven. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
The same gospel or good news which has come to you is the same that is going out all over the world.
Right, and it all came from heaven. That's why it needs to be heard and observed. Has to be done. Amen?
Amen.
Because if you won't obey God, God doesn't want you up there. We have to be ruled by the Holy Spirit, led by the Word, in other words. The Word is the Holy Spirit. The Word is Christ. The Word is God. Okay, then what?
It is changing the lives of people all over the world, exactly like it changed your lives.
Yeah, Jesus, the Word, changed your lives. The people all over the world, just like it changed yours. And maintains your life if you read it. Amen?
Yes.
It's a good reproof, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, you can't just be whatever way you want. There's no relaxing in this side of eternity. We work here, work the works of Christ. We do what he says, his Word. And in heaven, we can relax. Okay? You're in. Okay, there's no problems anymore, right?
Right.
You can't be snotty, and you know better than that, because you've exercised here, you've molded, you've allowed your spirit to be molded by the Holy Spirit so that you're going to be a nice girl or a nice boy in heaven. You've done that here. That work must be done here. It's like the Lord wants to do a work in you to mold your spirit up to where it's fit for heaven. And he wants you to mold others up by, if they're going the wrong direction, by preaching their word, the word of God, the molding power, the power of the Lord, the Spirit, unto them so that they can be regenerated as well. So that they can be regenerated, renewed, made new creatures. There's no other way to become a new creature. It isn't just a twist of the wrist, just say a prayer and that's it. No, we have to work at it. We have to make ourselves be disciplined by the Holy Spirit, by the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, there's no relaxing here. Forget that. You have to love your brother and say, well, that's a hard pill to swallow. It's a harder pill to swallow hell. Amen?
Amen.
To not do it. People look concerned. My God, you mean to say if I don't love my brothers? Love them doesn't mean you got to go up and kiss them. I mean, we don't allow that in the church where you just go and kiss each other. Amen? That isn't love. Or if you have sex with them, for God's sake, that isn't love. That's fornication or adultery. Amen?
Amen.
You have to abstain from that. What it means is that you live an upright life according to the Word of God before them. And if you see them headed for hell, don't help them go there. Pull them out of the fire with the Word. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
It is changing the lives of people all over the world, exactly like it changed your lives since the very first day you heard it and understood it. That is the truth about God's great power in truth.
In the Word. Truth is the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Truth is Christ. I am the way, the truth, amen,
amen,
and the life. That's Christ, he said. He said, I'm the truth. The Word is the truth. The Word became flesh. Eternity stepped into time. The truth stepped into time. The way stepped into time and showed us the way. And showed us the truth. And showed us how to have eternal life. But it isn't just saying a prayer. For God's sake, you have to do what the truth tells us to do. He doesn't just talk to be talking. The Lord isn't a chatterbox. Every word has a meaning, and it's to be observed. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Epaphras, our dear fellow slave of Christ, is a faithful minister of Christ for you, who told us of your love for the Spirit.
Love for the Word. The words I speak unto you are Spirit and life. Amen?
Amen.
You have a love for receiving the Word of God and doing it because you receive, you have a love for the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
For God. That's loving God, is to love His Word. God is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was, in fact, God. Amen?
Amen.
And God, who is in eternity, stepped into time right here on this earth. We're living in a time zone now. When we go to eternity, there's no time there. Never ends. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
So we have continued praying for you ever since we first heard about you and desire that you might be filled with the Spirit.
With the Word. Amen? If my words are in you, that is, if I'm in you, then what? And you abide in me, you continue to live in me, my Word, my Spirit. Then whatsoever you ask. What?
It shall be done.
It shall be done to you. Now, see, that's the key. Amen?
Amen.
It's to love the Word. Then what?
That you might be filled with the spiritual understanding of His will and in all spiritual wisdom.
Yeah, how can you know His will if you don't know His Word? His Word tells you what His will is. Amen?
Amen.
If you don't know the Word, you don't know His will. And if you don't want to study His Word, you don't care about His will. Okay, read it again.
That you might be filled with the spiritual understanding of His will in all spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Yeah, because all spiritual wisdom is Christ. All spiritual understanding is Christ. How come Christ is wisdom? Because it's wise to get into heaven, and He's the only way to get there. Amen?
Amen.
And it's he's the understanding of how to get there, and so He's understanding. Just understand Christ. Just do what Christ says, and you've got wisdom and understanding. Christ is the wisdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Does the Bible say that?
Yes.
And isn't He the understanding of God?
Yes.
If you don't have His Word, if you don't study His Word, you don't have wisdom, understanding, direction. You don't have the way, the truth, the life. How do you have that if you don't have these things? The Lord says that He is the way, the truth, and the life. You don't care enough about studying Him, the Word, the Spirit, the life, the way, the truth. Well, then how do you have any hope to get to heaven? You're too lazy to get to heaven. You're too lazy to even let Christ, by His Word, by reading His Word, mold your soul, your spirit, to where it's acceptable in heaven. You think it's just an easy thing. No, He said it's a cross. You have to make yourself do it every day. Amen?
Amen.
You have to make yourself study the way, the truth, and the life. You have to deny yourself the things that are going on in this world, or the things you want to do, pies, cooks, cakes and candies, and get into sewing bees and all. No, I would, if I were you, be more concerned about my soul. Amen?
Amen.
And the soul of others. Okay? Because if you're not, then God isn't going to make a new Bible for you and let you in or make excuses for you. And you're not going to make a convincing excuse to the Lord to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven when you gave not even one shred of concern for the way, the truth, the life, the Spirit, the Word, Jesus, God. All right, then what?
That you might walk worthy of the Lord.
Worthy. Well, read that. See, worthiness comes from obeying the Word, the will of God. And if you don't know the will of God, it's because you never studied. Because His Word tells us what His will is. Now these philosophers say nobody knows what the will of God is. It tells you exactly what His will is in the Word of God. And it tells you that He is the Word of God. He was there in the very beginning. When there was nothing, there was Him. Amen?
Amen.
Because it was through Christ that God created everything. Amen?
Amen.
So there must not have been anything but Him. So if He created everything, you'd think that He's smart enough to teach you how to get into heaven and stay out of hell, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Unless you think you're smarter and that you can get there on your own. Okay, then what?
If you do, the way you will be living will give honor to God and please Him.
You know, it pleases Him that you get to go to heaven. If you enter heaven, that will please God very much. But a lot of people say, well, what's God going to do for me? Just like the Kennedys say, don't think what you're going to do for yourself, but think what you can do for the country. Why should we care about what we should do for the country when the country is supposed to be of, by, and for the people? Why isn't the country supposed to care about us? Of, by, and for us? No, He says, let's be communists. Amen? Let's think of what we can do for the government. Let's all be government workers. What for? That's communism. And we're not supposed to be living in a democracy. It's a republic for which we stand, one nation indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is that what it really is? I don't mean to get into the Constitution at this moment, but it doesn't hurt every so often to tell people how far in darkness they are. Amen?
Amen.
You know? Okay, then what?
That you might walk worthy of the Lord. If you do, this is the way you will give honor to God and please Him. This is because you are continually doing the things that are good in the eyes of God.
You know, what's good? How does anybody know what's good or what's right or what's wrong or what's crazy or what's normal? By reading the Word of God, the Lord tells you what is normal, which is wisdom and understanding. We don't want to worry about what's normal to humans. We want to worry about what's normal to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because to be concerned about what humans think is normal, I'll tell you, which one of these politicians can tell you what normal is? Huh? Bunch of reprobates. But we know that the Lord is the right one to tell us, the Word of God is the right one to tell us what right is. Amen?
Amen.
And what wrong is, and what normal is, and what insanity is. And the Lord does tell us these things. Read His words so that you are not insane or that you're bad. Amen?
Amen.
Read them, and then when you hear what's good, don't say, well, I don't like that. Because what you're saying is you don't like yourself. Because to go against the Lord, it's hard to kick against the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because if you do, you're going to wind up in hell. That's what the Lord told Paul. He says, I'm Jesus that you persecute. Amen?
Amen.
It's hard to kick against me, pal. Amen?
Amen.
How are you going to kick against the Almighty, Holy, Eternal God that made everything in heaven? The things that are you can see and the things that you cannot see. The things that are visible and the things that are invisible. How are you going to kick against Him? You've got to be insane. According to Scripture, you are. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you are continually doing the things that are good in the eyes of God.
See, he's talking to the saints here. He's not talking just generally to people. You hear these preachers saying that you people are just wonderful. Just send me $1,000 and God is going to bless you. There's nothing in the Bible that says send me $1,000 and I'll bless you. For God's sake. I mean, really, you know, read the Bible. Those people don't read the Bible. If they did, they could see that there's a devil talking to them. Amen?
Amen.
What happens to these people, the poor people that can't even send you a penny? I guess they go to hell because they're broke, huh? Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. Get up and walk. Amen?
Amen.
Because he had the power. He believed. He lived in the Word. Amen? He had power. What they call, you know, grace is power. By the grace of God, by the power of God, I shall prevail. Amen?
Amen.
It's an undeserved favor. The Lord says if we do it, we deserve the kingdom of heaven. We deserve it. It isn't something that we don't deserve if we do what he says. And if we don't, we deserve hell. He said. Well, you don't think that's right. So go ahead and kick against God. Put your dukes up to him and see if you're going to win. A round. One round. Okay? Okay, then what?
Because you are continually doing the things that are good in the eyes of God, which is kind things for others, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Why increase in the knowledge of God? So you can be absolutely sure that you're on the right path to the kingdom of heaven. How do you get increased in the knowledge of it? Just read the Word meticulously so that you know that you're right on the right path every day. Amen?
Amen.
Doesn't this help you when we talk about Jesus, the Word of God? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, because you're getting more direction on how to stay on the path. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Okay, then what?
Strengthen with all your might by the Holy Spirit.
By the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. Then what?
According to His mighty, glorious power, which will give you patience, all patience.
Well, it will help you endure. Amen? Patience. To endure something, it takes patience. Amen?
Amen.
Patience is also what it says in the King James, I believe, long-suffering. That means patience. Amen?
Amen.
Is that right, Jeannie? She said right. Okay. All right, so let's go into the King James.
For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness.
Yeah, that's patience, endurance, amen?
Amen.
Endure, those who endure to the end. Endure patiently to the end. You continue walking in the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Those who endure patiently to the end shall be saved. But those that fall away shall not be saved because they didn't patiently endure with long suffering. Amen?
Amen.
You threw in the towel. You'll show them. You'll cut your nose off your face despite it. Because you don't look like Marilyn Monroe or John Garfield, you'll just cut that stinking nose right off your face. Amen? Well, it's better to do that than it is to throw the towel in on the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because for sure you'll wind up in hell. And then the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
In what?
In light.
Okay, in light. the word of the Lord is the light. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord is the light, and he is the word. Amen?
Amen.
I saw the word. I saw the word. Amen?
Amen.
I see it now. You know, I'm going to do it now. When you see it, you're going to do it. Amen?
Amen.
You realize I have to do it. It isn't something that I can just relax and do. It's something that I have to carry across, and I have to deny myself daily. One day at a time. Don't think of it as a long stretch. Just one day at a time. Amen?
Amen.
Just one day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow might never come. You might be dead tonight or early this morning. And then you worried about tomorrow, and you shouldn't have. You're not even going to be here. Make sense?
Yes.
Right. That's wisdom and understanding, right?
Amen.
That's too much of a burden to think about another day in advance. Amen?
Amen.
He said, sufficient is the evil of today. Don't think about tomorrow. Right?
Right.
For God's sake, you're barely making it today. If you worry about tomorrow, you're going to stumble and fall because you're not following the correction of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Don't worry about tomorrow. The Lord is conscious of everything that we're doing, and he's in control of everything we're doing. So why should we worry about tomorrow? Amen?
Amen.
Why should we worry at all when God is, he knows everything that's going on? And if we do what he says and walk in the Spirit, we're going to be around as long as he wants us to. We're not going to live another second of time. We have an appointment with the Lord, or the Grim Reaper. And the Lord and the Grim Reaper they're not ever tardy. They're never early or late. Okay? They're going to be there right when you're supposed to go. Okay, then what?
Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
He translated us. We've been transformed, translated. Because if we continuously apply the Word of God to us on a continuous basis, we've been transformed. As we go along, we're transformed more and more. Amen?
Amen.
Into something that is acceptable into the kingdom of God. You're not going to get there just by hope, you know, thinking of it. You have to do it. You have to stop your lying, stealing, adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, your mind on things that you're not supposed to have your mind on, covetousness, murder. Hatred is the same as murder. And all the other commandments, you have to keep your mind on them and do them. But that calls for self-denial. And it calls for self-denial as a cross. All right, then what?
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature.
He was the firstborn of every creature. Amen. And he's the first that has risen from the dead. He's the first one from the dead. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so keep going.
For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible.
So that means, you know, things that you can see and things that you can't see. This means that there was nothing before him. Amen?
Amen.
It was just the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now read in the translation.
Strengthen with all your might by the Holy Spirit, according to his mighty, glorious power, which will give you patience, all patience, and long-suffering with joyfulness, patience, and endurance, which means long-suffering. Always thanking the Father who has made you able to share the inheritance which belongs to God's holy people.
See, we can share the inheritance with the Lord because we all become one in him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's wonderful. Then what?
Always thanking the Father who has made you able to share the inheritance which belongs to God's holy people, those who live in the light.
In the Word. In Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The Spirit. Then what?
For he has delivered us from the one who rules in the kingdom of darkness, and he has brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son. God has purchased our freedom with his blood and has forgiven all our former sins.
Yeah. God has purchased us with his, Christ's, blood. Amen?
Amen.
I want to say his blood. And then read that again.
God has purchased our freedom with his blood and has forgiven all our former sins.
Right. Now, even if you wanted to say, well, that's God. Yes, Christ is God. Amen?
Amen.
He's a human being, and in him is God. Okay. He was the first one in the world that had God in him. Amen?
Amen.
The first human that had God in him. Right?
Right.
And he wants us to be like him, he said. We know that if we live in him, that we shall be like him in eternity. Amen?
Amen.
That's what it says. That's encouraging to me. Okay, then what?
Christ is the visible image of the invisible God.
Right, he's the first guy that ever had Christ living in him. With God living in him, God the Father living in him. Amen?
Amen.
The first human, the first man. Then what?
He is supreme. He existed before the Father made anything at all, and he is supreme over all creation. It was Christ through whom God created everything in heaven and earth. He made the things we are able to see and the things we are not able to see, kings, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities. Everything in God's creation has been created through him, Christ, and for him. He existed before everything, before the beginning, and by him all creation is held together.
In other words, consists. Held together. Consists means that it's all the creation is. If one word was out of place, the whole universe would go into ashes, because he is the Word. And by him all things are held together. Glued together. The world spins a bit by him. So does all the other movement in the universe. We move because of him. Once he says, no more air, that's it, you're dead. Amen?
Amen.
We're held together because of him. We consist, or consist, consistently a human with air in us. It's the Spirit. By him. The Bible says so. By him all things are held together. Amen?
Amen.
And I guess that includes us. I don't have to guess, because the Word says so. Amen?
Amen?
You don't have to guess. You've got the wisdom and understanding of the Lord right here before you in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
So you don't think that I mean me. All right, then what?
Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body, the first one who rose from the dead. This makes him the first of everything.
Yeah, number one. Then what else?
For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ. And by him
God... What? Read that back.
For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ.
In this man. Amen?
Amen.
He was very pleased because he wasn't warring against God's word. He did exactly what the Lord God wanted him to do. Amen?
Amen.
What this human body, named Christ, is... the one that wanted to do everything the Lord said, and not only wanted, but he did it. And we have to do the same, and we can, because the power, the same one, the same God who is pleased to live in Christ, is pleased to live in anyone that will do, is pleased to do what the Lord wants him to do, okay? If you're not pleased to do it, well, the Lord's not going to live in you. Because you don't want to please the Lord. So he's not pleased to live in you. Then what?
For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and by him God reconciled everything to himself.
God brought everything together in Christ by using Christ to himself, by himself, living in this human man. Okay, then what?
He made peace, or reconciled, the good things to God in heaven and on earth
Now, the good things are those that are pleased to do what the Lord wants. Now, he's not reconciled. The Bible says he reconciled all things unto him, meaning all the good things. Amen?
Amen.
So I added the good things. Amen?
Amen.
Because he doesn't mean every evil thing, because God doesn't want... those that don't want to be reconciled unto the Lord are chaff, goats, tares, weeds. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
He made peace, or reconciled the good things to God in heaven and on earth by means of his blood on the cross.
Okay, now go back into the King James.
For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Are held together. Okay. Then what?
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
He's numero uno, Ichiban in Japanese, number one. Amen? Then what?
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
Right, well, that means all the good things. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
Now see, none of us are any good, but the Lord, even though we were bad, he did reconcile it to those of us that want to.
And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled.
Right, see, so he came for all the good things because he knew who would be reconciled. Even though they were bad at the time that it came, that the word came to them, he knew which ones would receive the word, would receive Christ, and continue in Christ to the end. That's why I'm saying those are the good things, the ones that were bad, and then repented, and began carrying the cross, and denying themselves, and doing, reading the instructions, the wisdom and understanding of the Lord, and continued on in well-doing to the end. Okay, that's what I mean by good. No, because we were all bad. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
Right, and that's the only way we're able to win people's souls is by our death. We have to die out to our old life and take up the cross and deny ourselves and live the Lord's life the way he says life must, not ought to be lived, but must be lived in order to enter heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So we have, there's a dying process. So by his death, we were able to be reconciled. By our death, other people see it, that we don't live our own lives. We live the life that the Bible says must be lived in order for people to see light in us, the word, Lord in us, the word. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and
yeah, patiently, amen?
Amen.
Then what?
And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
Okay, now let's go into the this my translation here then.
And by him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace, or reconciled the good things to God in heaven and on earth by means of his blood on the cross. This includes you who were once so far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by the evil thoughts in your mind and actions. But now he has reconciled you to himself to be a son. Christ did this by his death on the cross in his own human body.
So in our human bodies, we have to be like him. Amen?
Amen.
We have to take up our own cross and follow suit. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
By doing this, he has brought you into the very body of Christ.
His own body, into God. Amen?
Amen.
He has made you a tabernacle for God to live in. And God is pleased to live in that which has been made clean by the blood of Jesus, and that is following the blueprint to enter heaven. And pleased to live in him. Pleased to welcome you into heaven. Pleased to welcome you to the throne in prayer. Okay? So welcome mats out for you. Then what?
He presents you holy and sinless, unblameable and unreprovable in his eyes. If you continue in the faith, you must continue to believe this truth and firmly stand on it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the gospel, the good news.
Right, because you're assured that this is the right way. I mean, because you can feel the power of God attempting. Some of you can feel the power of God, the Spirit of God, shaping your spirit to where you know that if you do what's said, that you'll be acceptable in the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So read that last line.
Don't drift away from the assurance you receive.
So that gives you assurance. Amen?
Amen.
Then what? From the Word. Then what?
When you heard the gospel, the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed by God to proclaim it.
Okay, now back into the King James.
Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church.
So if you're truly of the Lord, well, then you also are going to fill up the afflictions of Christ, because you're part of his body. And all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall be afflicted, persecuted. Okay? And you'll have to endure trials and tribulations. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God.
So we have to fulfill the word of the Lord in us. That is, we have to let the Holy Spirit fulfill God's life in us and through it. And the Lord said it's simple, just walk in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Walk in the Word, and you will not fulfill the what? The lusts of your flesh. Amen?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You won't do it. You'll fulfill the Word of God. It's easy. Just relax and leave the driving to the Lord. Amen? The Spirit.
Amen.
By the Spirit. Not by power of might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. You're not going to do it on your own. Just let the Lord do it. Okay? Then what?
Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Oh, so which is Christ in you. That's the mystery of what?
The mystery among the Gentiles.
Yeah, the mystery of God among the Gentiles. Because Paul was called to be. That's what the Lord told him on the road to Damascus, that I'm calling you to get to the Gentiles. Amen?
Amen.
You're a Jew, but I'm sending you to the Gentiles. Amen? Right there in the book of Acts. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now read translation.
I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am finishing what remains of Christ's sufferings for his body, the church. God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his message in all its fullness to you Gentiles. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to his own holy people. For it has pleased God to tell his people that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too.
Isn't that great? That should be, that's the good news to the Gentiles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the Greek, it talks about the good news. Amen?
Amen.
Good news to a bunch of dogs, the Lord called them. Amen?
Amen?
You mean dogs can get in now? You don't like the Word of God, huh? You don't like to be called a dog? Receive it. You can become a spiritual Israelite, right?
Amen.
You can be a member of the body of Christ. Because anyone that doesn't keep the commandments of the Lord is a dog to God. Okay? Now, that's right. Oh, well, we don't care about prejudice, do we? If we're going to be a spokesman for the Lord, we just lay it out cold turkey. And that's why they crucified Peter upside down and chopped Paul's head off. And they might get you too if you're going to be of the Lord and just say what he gives you. Then what else?
For this is the secret. Christ lives in you, and this is your assurance that you will share in his glory.
Yeah. If Christ lives in you, isn't that good assurance?
Yes.
That you're going to share with him in glory and his all the inheritance, you're going to inherit everything with him. Whatever he owns, you own too.
Amen.
You talk about socialite. That's the greatest circle, yeah, in the whole universe. And then most of them, you know, the heavyweights up there are all jailbirds, right? They've all been to jail, right?
Right.
I'm glad I'm in that circle too. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For the gospel. Now, if you're put in jail for something else, well, that isn't good. Okay, then what else?
So everywhere we go, we tell everyone about Christ.
Right, that's what we have to do if we want to make it. Amen?
Amen.
Everywhere we go. Then what else?
We warn them and teach them with all the wisdom God has given us, for we want to present them to God, perfect in their relationship to Christ. I work very hard at this, as I depend on Christ's mighty power that works within me.
Right, he said, I work very hard at this. Amen?
Amen.
I beat myself black and blue. My body. I don't let my body sin or to get off the track, the trail that the Lord has outlined for me. I don't let anything. Some people, are, you know, going in sewing bees, I don't let a sewing bee. I don't let cookies. I don't let cakes and pies and all kinds of goodies get me off that track. I don't let any sin. Anything other than Christ. I don't allow it. I crucify it immediately. Well, we just don't go for that kind of gospel. So that's too strict for us. Let me tell you one thing. You know, they say I'm so far right, I'm the most far to the right minister going. I just want to remind all of you people that say that I didn't write the Bible. I just preach it. Amen?
Amen.
I didn't write this. But I'm telling you what it says. And you have to receive it if you want to go to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Just like I do. Then what else?
In King James, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
Okay, read the last two sentences here. Okay.
So everywhere we go, we tell everyone about Christ. We warn them and teach them with all the wisdom God has given us, for we want to present them to God, perfect in their relationship to Christ. I work very hard at this, and I depend on Christ's mighty power that works within me.
This is Tony Lama, and this was the first chapter of Colossians. Praise the Lord. God willing, we'll be doing chapter 2 tomorrow. Praise the Lord.